Welcome to the next best thing. I'm here with Rochelle and Read to Me.
Oh my God.
As we said on Atta, even though no one listens to it, that we were going to
shut up. People listen to Atta.
Yes, but more people listen to this show. So I'm just telling for the people that don't listen to Atta.
Yeah, yes.
We're all three on here tonight. From now on. Yes.
Amen, brother.
So fun.
Woohoo!
So, tonight, they're all doing intros, and if they have like a judge they're going to work with, they're going to be in the intro as well. So
sick.
We're looking to see what
you you got to do something like, tonight, 10 contestants meet in a fatal battle.
We're judging our intros, and this intro's kind of fail.
Yeah.
But we're not being judged. We're here to judge.
That's right.
So we're in the best position. We're looking to see what intros make us really want to hear the show and like get us excited for the show and entertainment value. The one that we find the least attractive will be kicked off, much like my dating life. That doesn't make any sense.
What?
Not really.
Autumn did not.
Are you like? Tonight. Are you like on The Bachelor? Is that why?
I am. I am on The Bachelor.
Is that where that came from?
Except like nobody's filming it and like nobody knows I'm on it. It's in my head.
So in your
and
head,
I'm
you're
not
just
rich,
so basically
and I'm
you're
not
crazy.
That desirable.
And when the drugs wear off.
Oh,
so
man.
So first up, tonight, you guys, is Bright Disaster, star of Positively Charged.
Yes.
And or is it Fridge Disaster? Is he no longer Fridge Disaster?
Apparently that was a sore spot with him.
Oh.
Apparently he thought it was funny at first and then got progressively more irritated with the fridge jokes.
Really?
Kind of like Maddie and her...
you didn't bring it up.
Well, but she didn't get mad about that, did she?
She was getting a little irritated.
Oh, really?
Which is why I do it.
I thought she was like very lighthearted about it.
She is, but I could tell it was starting to get to her after a while.
Yeah.
But we're not making those jokes anymore, so it doesn't matter. Next up is Fridge Disaster.
Okay. Welcome to Shoka Tournament. This is your host, Overlord, speaking Bright Disaster, and this is the first episode of the competition. Why am I speaking in a British accent? Because I can. And it makes me sound sexy. This is the competition for everyone, so I expect no foul play. Alright, I can stop now. As you very well know, Shoka Tournament is a tournament focusing on the survival aspect of singing competitions, and everyone has been made very well aware that they have just an equal chance of being eliminated as their partner does. Today's round consists of 6 head-to-head rounds of pure excitement, so I hope you enjoy the festivities. Today's theme is classic rock songs from the 60s to the 90s, so let's get started, shall we? First up is Melly vs. Koshi, who will win in the Battle of the Beauties.
Did that remind anybody else of Iron Chef? So instead of chairman, he's overlord. I like that he calls himself overlord.
Yeah, I was like, overlord. That's a
I'm
new
sorry.
One.
You know what? I actually haven't gotten a chance to see Iron Chef, but every time I hear it, I think my wife just says, "Eh, whatever fell out of the closet, that's what we're eating today." That's been our like Iron Chef moment.
Pretty much.
Is that what we're talking about here? Are we talking about whatever fell out of the closet?
I don't think that Bright Disaster has fallen out of the closet.
That's good.
I think he's still,
I think he's still in the closet.
In the fridge.
Oh, no.
In the fridge.
When I say, I wasn't insinuating anything by that. The closet thing, it didn't dawn on me. That was. Anyway.
Oh, really?
When you said.
I was.
I bet you're wondering why I'm speaking in a British accent. I wasn't wondering because I could not tell that was a British accent.
Yeah, same. That was really weird. I was like, wait, that was supposed to be British?
I'm sorry to say this, but that was probably the only line I actually was able to understand.
If only Clary was here to comment on his British accent.
I know. Clary would set him straight.
Clary sets everybody straight.
That kind of goes along with the closet
thing.
There's
like thinly failed homosexual references everywhere tonight.
Let's I know. Go. We're like, I don't know. Maybe we should bring Omi into the call.
No. Not after his staticky.
For some authenticity.
For some authenticity.
Here's what I like. I like that he had like a theme. He had the Battle of the Beauties. I would like to see every battle have a theme like that. It gets me excited for the battle.
I thought you were going to say, I'd like to see every battle have beauties. That would work like, too.
I want to see who will win the Battle of the Beauties now, Melly or Koshi. My guess is Koshi or Melly. It's a mix. You don't know.
Yeah, because it Well, I mean, his intro was, like, interesting. The music, like, hooked me and stuff like that. I have a slight aversion to shows with one person.
It depends on if he's going to be critiquing everything or if he's just... I don't know how his eliminations work. I know it's a one-on-one tournament. I don't know if he's just going to declare a winner or critique them. He's going to critique them. I think he needs somebody else. But... go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, can we get, like, a finish him?
Fatality. It would be cool if there was some sort of system in play to let everybody else place bets on who would win between the different...
Oh, that'd be so cool. It would be like horse racing.
And then the government comes and cracks down on the website.
And no, not like with real money, but like with VH money or something.
Oh, with VH money.
Yes.
And then we could pay, like, secretly pay, like, Koshi to take a dive or something. If, like, seriously, if every battle had a theme, I think that would be cool.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
I thought the music added a lot to it. I liked this intro, to be honest. I didn't think that I would, but I really did.
I liked the intro. I think the music was really good. I think that he needs to, like, just as a general rule, like, enunciate more, because it was hard to understand him sometimes. And I was like, this isn't even... I know it's, like, not, like, an acting show or anything like that, but when you speak clearly and people can understand what you're saying, it, like, helps them understand what you're saying.
Yeah, and it helps them get outside of the moment.
Yeah, no, the problem is the music hooked me, and then that slurring, hard to understand, that was throwing me off. I was losing interest because it was too much work to try and figure out what he was trying to say.
And for me, it's not even the way that you speak, it's that your mic is so bad. So you have to be extra careful to speak clearly.
It's also the way he speaks. He has to enunciate more. Totally has to enunciate more.
That's true, too. I was trying to be nice.
Well, no, but it's like, if he gets through this round, he needs to know that, because that's... It's really. It's not just like it's not just an acting thing. It's just, it keeps your attention. If it's going too fast for the situation, I'm working too hard to keep up with him.
And that's the my sound. Theme music, right? You're working too hard to keep up. Sorry. That's the music that plays in your head when you have to think too hard about something.
That's right.
And nobody needs that.
Sorry, I turned it off.
And if I blank out, it's not a seizure. I just have caller waiting in my head. You know.
If you get through tonight, things to work on next week, enunciation, I would say.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
I think that you had... I liked the overall theme of the intro, though. I thought you did a good job with it.
Yeah, he did. And it was nice and, like, short and sweet, so people weren't like, when is it actually going to start? You know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure somebody asked me this week if their intro could be over 5 minutes long.
My God.
But, and I said, yes. That's not...
Wait, can I make a quick statement about this intro? If you do intros... Don't do this week. It's I don't remember. There was something with the way you phrased it where it was like, make it so that you're not like, oh, here's a clip from the show that you're already watching. Make it so that it's like, here's what's coming.
Yeah.
You know,
coming up tonight.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That's more interesting.
Yeah. It makes the audience less removed from the outcome.
Yeah.
But good job overall, Bright. Does anybody have anything else they would like to say about this?
Nope.
Good
Next
job.
Up is the infamous Date Me intro.
Oh, God. This is probably the five-minute one, isn't it?
This is probably the one who explains the show. I'm excited.
I'll be quieter.
It's Date Me, the brand new show. The twist. Tonight, we will see if you have what it takes to be a date for our date. You will meet tonight our fabulous dately woman, Valkyrie Solez.
Hi, I'm Valkyrie Solez, 22 years old, and I want you to date me.
And Valk, what number one question do you have for our contestants tonight?
Do you have what it takes to win someone like me over?
Valk, what are you going to be doing tonight?
And tonight I'll see if a first date is worth it.
And Valk, what are you ready for?
I'm ready for romance.
All right, then Valkyrie Solez, we'll pair you up with daters tonight. We'll find out who's worthy of you and our mysterious mail bearer. Valk, let's get ready for our contestants!
I'm ready for you to date me.
Oh, wow! Well, tonight may have some twists and turns. And now, let's get on with the show!
Contestants on the show are not paid actors. All contestants have signed a waiver from any liability for personal mental damage they may sustain while entertaining their date. Many will enter, few will win, void were prohibited. Blah, 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 blah.
And now on Sell My Girlfriend.
Seriously.
I like that he put his girlfriend.
Run.
I like that he put his girlfriend on the show. Should we be concerned
that he's on the market? What is
that he mispronounces his girlfriend's name? Valkyrie's
last. Yeah, I was wondering about that. I was like, wait, isn't it Valkyrie?
Wait, is he calling out the wrong woman's name, or is he just mispronouncing his own?
I think he changed her name to protect the innocent.
It's not really Valk, it's Valkyrie.
Valkyrie.
It's her twin, evil twin.
That's right.
Bizarro Valk.
This is how alter egos get created.
Bizarro
Valk. I hope that
it's Bizarro Valk.
I hope that whoever is dating her makes the date as awkward as possible.
For they should just talk about vaginas the whole time. She'll be like, I know what they are. I have one. I don't need to hear about it.
The thing with Valk is, as awkward as she is, when she does things like this, it's always like overtly sexual the way she says things. I want you to date me. And then it's like, so the person's like, yes, I'd really like to date you. She gets all awkward. And
she's like, oh my God. Maybe I
throws
shouldn't.
A chair. Hill Dragon. I love the cheesy 70 game
show. I love music. That.
That alone. Just that music put me right in the mood of the show. And I think more than that 20-minute explanation last week, that music said to me what the show is. It's a cheesy dating show.
Right. Yeah.
That's all you had to say. It's a cheesy dating show.
All you had to do was play that music and we would have gotten
it. The disclaimer at the end was awesome, though.
This whole thing, I really want to see this show now.
I know. I'm like really interested in.
That was good humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think he's right. It's something you really have to hear to understand how it works. And now that I've heard it, I can see the glory of this show. And I loved your like game show host voice.
Oh, it's so funny.
I can just see him in like a leisure suit.
If I had one critique, it would be make it shorter. It still was long, but it was funny as hell. I really liked it.
Yeah, it lost me a little bit in the middle. And then when you went to that quick the disclaimer part, I came back to it.
Yeah, I felt like maybe, I don't know if it was the way that you mixed it or just like the amount that you had in there, but I felt like it could have been shorter in the middle or like you could have had it go a little bit faster.
It was a little, well, it was kind of repetitive. Like I think Valk said, I want you to date me like twice, I think. And then he was talking like this.
It's because he was having trouble with the timing.
I think that he had already mixed Valk in and he was trying to stall to make the timing work
better.
Oh,
really?
I've done that before.
So I was like, that was the one thing that I didn't like. And sometimes the music was a little loud, so I had a hard time hearing you and Val.
But the music sells the show. So
the music does sell the show.
It does. But like also you need to be able to hear them. But this concept was really awesome. Like I feel like not a lot of people do an intro like that. And I think it was really unique and different, and I liked that.
This intro served its purpose in that it got me really excited to see the show.
Yeah.
And if I turned this on and started listening, after that, I would continue listening to the show, whereas sometimes I'll turn on a show, hear the intro, and turn it off. Popstar.
Shut up!
So, yeah, like,
that Hello All is a great
And it didn't have Adrian Vader in it, so, you know.
Kudos on that.
Excuse me. Kudos Hello All is, like, trademarked.
Hello All. Welcome to Click.
It's trademarked. People love it. They love it. They love me.
All right. I'm sad you didn't
see. No judges were hurt in this critique.
Shall we move on to Russ?
Yes. Russ!
obsessed with acting up. I'm bad. Right.
Oh my god.
Ready when you go.
Rush Rita back in the closet.
Rush.
Stand by. Action.
Good evening, and welcome to Acting Up. I'm Meredy.
And I'm Russ. You can tell us apart because I have a beard and she doesn't.
They can't actually see your beard.
Wait, the camera's not working?
It's audio only.
What? Do you have any idea how carefully I picked out my clothing for this? Who ever heard of acting where you can't see the actors?
This is a show about voice acting?
Oh. That would explain the auditions we got. I was going to critique them on their technical failures. I couldn't see a thing.
Right. Anyway, on Acting Up, we will be trying to help our contestants polish their skills.
As voice actors, not stage actors.
We have a whole list of challenges planned for you.
Energy and diction, character development, emotion.
Emotional outbursts, multiple takes, taking direction, and more.
But first, we need to pick our contestants. Because we're not planning on cutting anybody, we're going to limit the shows to around a dozen people.
So, speaking of those auditions, we ask people to record a 1 to 3 minute monologue.
Clothing optional.
Okay, I'm not going anywhere near that one.
I knew this was going to be mixed fantastically, because it's Russ and Meredy or Meredy. Somebody told me it was pronounced Meredy, and I feel like that's not right.
Well, she just Meredy. Said that in the thing.
She said Meredy?
Yeah.
I thought she said Meredy.
Is it Meredy or Meredy?
Well, I think it's supposed to be like... Maybe I won't make that assumption, actually. Never mind.
This is like the one show that if they don't mix their intro well, it's not going anywhere.
I know.
Here, let us teach you about acting, but we can't mix our intro. So it's good that they were able to.
I love the beard joke that Russ made, and I love Meredy in general, and I like the soundstage ambiance at the beginning because it got me like right into the mood of the show, and it like put me in that place.
Yeah, I totally like that a lot. Uh-oh.
And I always like shows where they, like, there's some shows that do, bless you, Rochelle. There's some shows that do intros and they're, like, so serious about the show and it just puts me off. But I like that, like, Russ and Meredy are kind of, like, goofing around a little bit.
Yeah, it was cute. I liked it. It was very, like, well-planned and, like, just adorable.
Yeah, I like the clothing optional line.
I was like, what? it was like, oh, okay. I really want to be on this show.
Yeah,
like, from what they described, I was like, oh man, I really want to do this show, yo.
Yeah.
That's how I felt.
I just think the team of Russ and Meredy are like, that's a good team.
That is a good team.
And it's not a team that we've seen before, and I haven't seen anything from Meredy in a while. I know she's super talented, and Russ is super talented. I just feel like this show is going to be a hit.
Well, she's also responsible for that Dreamcatchers,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
And that's really, really good.
Yeah. Like,
that's really epic.
Everything she's ever done, I've been a fan of. So, based on that, plus, we're just going on the intros this week, and I really like the intro.
Yeah.
It was a hit for me.
Everybody's been very creative tonight.
Yeah, I'm waiting for somebody to fail. But Zane's still coming up. So, do you guys have anything else you want to say about this?
No, I really loved this. No. Like, I thought it was really catching, and it was just a really, really, really good intro. I loved it.
It made me
want to be on the show.
I give it 2 thumbs up. Can you see?
Ha, ha, ha.
Next up, Spaz and Monica with their first show, Flesh It Out.
Yeah.
That sounds almost racy.
Once upon a time in a neighborhood far, far away. I am the hero. My job is to look tough, act tough, and be the manliest man to ever man while saving the world and winning the girl.
I'm the sidekick. I'm here to provide comic relief and be utterly useless, except for the one time when I'm not.
I'm the villain. I want to destroy the world. I also want to take over the world. Not necessarily in that order. I also hate ponies.
Oi! I'm the old man. I'm here to give enigmatic but wise advice to the hero. You may know my brothers, sisters, uncles, nephews, cousin, Walter. Let me tell you, there was one time he and I went fishing.
Stop! Stop! Stop the music! Stop everything!
What?
Monica, what were you thinking? These characters are awful!
Awful? Are you kidding me? They're amazing! This radio play is practically writing itself.
No, Monica, just no. These characters are shallow, one-dimensional, boring caricatures. They have no depth. They have no humanity. They have no pathos.
Huh?
Look at this villain. Why does he want to destroy the world? Maybe he isn't a villain at all. Maybe he was simply wronged by society. Perhaps his one true love died, sending him down this tragic path of vengeance. And what if instead of hating ponies, he loves ponies? What? And this hero, what if he isn't actually macho, but hides a vulnerable and caring heart behind a facade of cold apathy? A facade that he is unable to maintain around small children and kittens because they're just so adorable. And what if he doesn't want to be the hero? But the facade he has adopted makes everyone automatically rely on him. And he's really too much of a coward to admit that he's a coward. And about this old man.
Stop! No! Stop! What are you doing? What have you done to my characters?
What do you mean, what have I done to them? There's a whole range of factors. It wasn't just me. I mean, you know, this whole nature versus nurture thing. You follow? No? Okay. Look, they need depth, Monica. They need to come alive.
You're right.
And that's precisely what Spaz and I are here to do. We're here to help you bring your character to life. How? By having you act out your character every week using different challenges. And as the show progresses, you will come to know your chosen character and learn what makes him or her tick by honing your writing skills and acting prowess.
And by the end of the show, you will have a fully fleshed out character, yes siree! So what are we waiting for? Let's get started. Welcome to
Flesh It Out!
Hello, all. That's Rochelle Euler's thing.
Yes, it is. Shame on you. Shame on you.
This is going over well. Hi, everybody. This is the first episode of our show.
Yay! First episode! Yay! Yes.
Yay! We've gotten, like, so many auditions. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, more than six.
That is more than I can count on one hand.
Yeah, now, before we start playing the auditions, just to remind our listeners, in the audition thread, we, Spaz and I, we provided a number of pre-recorded questions, and those people who wanted to audition...
wanted to audition people, blah, 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 blah. Things are still open!
Yeah, I'm sorry. You can still audition. The audition thread is still open. So if you want to audition... What you're supposed to do is to pick three of the questions, the pre-recorded questions, and use them to construct a short interview with a character you choose to play.
Yes, siree. That's right. We provide the questions, you provide the answers. But not the you, the character you. You.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, let's listen to the first audition. First up. Is the one, the only
me?
No, me.
You?
No, Dylan Collins.
Oh, he won Lone Star, you know.
What's Lone Star?
Wait! You won Lone Star?
I did. Thank you for asking. I did. I beat Russ.
Is this true, Rochelle?
Yeah, it is. You know. It took a lot of deciding, and it was very difficult, but Dylan did indeed win Lone Star, contrary to popular belief.
I don't like
that. And did you, at the time, know just how long that would stretch out for?
It's been almost a year.
Well, yeah, see, the thing
is... He's getting longevity out of it.
I know.
Lone Star's coming back for season 2.
Yes, everybody's talking about that.
And so whenever I mention I won Lone Star, it A, makes me sound like an asshole, which I like, and B, promotes the show.
It does.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win.
And for all of those of you listening who do not know, Dylan is going to be our third judge on Lone Star, seeing as Lulu has...
If somebody's just randomly listening to one of my shows that doesn't know anything about VH and hears me say I won Lone Star, then when they see the Lone Star audition thread, even if they don't know where, they'll be like, I've heard of that show somewhere.
That's right. That's
yeah, great. Exactly. It's really good.
So if the goal here was to do awful characters and you succeeded, like I was not on board with it until you said they were supposed to be shallow and boring. Then I got on board. Then it drug on and on. It was too many big words for me. But I love the part where it was just you two talking and it wasn't scripted. That the whole intro that you did before that was more of an explanation of the show, which you gave last week, only you gave it last week in a not boring way. Had you just kept the talking in the intro, that was good. I liked that part.
I thought the talking intro was funny. You had a lot of good moments. I liked the pre-talking intro if they had made it like less characters. Like if Moniker had done like two characters and then Spats had come in and been like, whoa, you should have done this, this, and this, then I think it would have worked. It was just like too much and it was too long.
Got really old in the process.
It got me like really uninterested in what you were talking about. I was like, okay, come on, you've like done four characters, let's just keep going, you know what I mean? I was kind of like, okay, I'm over this.
Yeah.
When I started this, I was 39.
Speaking of characters.
Yeah, there he is.
But thanks for the nod to Walter, brother.
Thank you for also mentioning I won Lone Star, guys.
Always.
Two things that will not die on VH are Walter and me winning Lone Star.
That's right.
And they got them both.
I just want to die.
This needed to be so much shorter.
Yes,
so much shorter. Unfortunately, by the time you guys got to joking around, I had lost interest.
This is what I was saying last intro, or the intro before that, where if I turn on a show and the intro is boring, I'll sometimes turn it off. This one I would have turned off unless somebody like I knew was in it or something, but like or that I wanted to hear.
Then again, I'm semi-serious here. There are situations where like it's sort of like shooting the moon in hearts. I mean, if it's so bad, you're just sort of sitting there waiting for something to explain why it's so bad. You know, and you just keep listening, hoping that something will explain it. I sat through 3 hours of a movie once and regretted it for that
sometimes,
reason.
What movie was it?
It was Heat.
I never even heard of that. Probably.
And Mad World was just as bad.
If you guys had just started with you two talking and bantering, that was good. You two banter well.
Yes, you do.
I didn't like the scene, but I liked the banter.
Yeah, it was weird. Like I think they're gonna have really good chemistry.
The show itself is a good idea too, but since we're just basing it on intros, the intro is not that great. So, well, it was half good. It was half great, but right. the half that was great took too long to get to.
That's right.
So yeah. I don't know. Do you guys have anything else you want to say about this?
No, just watch like length of things in general.
Yeah,
like length
don't
of
have
critiques
long attention
also
spans at
is
all.
Like really.
Sorry,
don't do it. Don't pull a performa and have a 10-minute intro. Next up is their other show, Bullshit. I'm interested to hear.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear this. This one's gotten good reviews on the polls.
Yeah,
seriously.
I'm ready when you guys are.